Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show. Here it is Saturday, the 27th of June. Next weekend's the 4th of July. This weekend is still June.
Still June.
So get out and enjoy it. You know, if you haven't hit your quota of buying guns this month, you need to get out and do it. So it's a good day to do it because it's a day that ends in Y, so it's a good day to go buy a gun. All righty? Because why? Because we're American. That's why.
I was going to say, I don't know why. Why?
Never. Because you can. It's your right.
Well, as long as you don't have a felony, it's your right.
Yeah, as long as you don't have a felony, you're doing great. So, but this segment of the show is broad, and this is the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. Glad to be here. You can always email us at shooter@thegss.com. And please go to our Facebook page and like it, which is The Gunsmith Show, four words. And you can stop out and see me later. I'll be at Beaky's in downtown Flushing selling raffle tickets for a big side-by-side quad we're selling. It's a big one, though. It's on a trailer. It's what do you get? It's an ATV.
Yeah.
But it's a side-by-side 700 ATV. On a trailer, just bad to the bone. We'll be out at raffles.
You're handling a raffle for
that. Yeah, running a raffle for it. It's not for the Gunsmith Show. No. It's for the Flushing Christian Outreach Center, but glad to be out there. But this segment of the show is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Tell us about Jeremy, Jake.
Yeah, Jeremy and his crew do all their specialty is outdoor things. So porches, decks, gazebos, garages, barns, stuff like that.
Additions.
Yeah. Beautiful work they do. Jeremy and the crew, 810-429-6957. It's Reliable Enterprises. They will travel wherever they need to make sure your house is looking great.
Yeah.
Or your property, or your barns, your business, your garage, whatever it is.
Cement work. They do flat work, too. They do concrete work and all that stuff. And they've got a very, very good reputation. We've been working with them for over a decade and be very happy. I'm very happy with everything they've ever done for me. So we appreciate them very much. And you can always link to them right on our website, which is thegss.com.
Perfect.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about politics this segment.
Well, not really politics.
It's just what's going on.
These are federal rulings.
Federal rulings. Okay. So it's not like, you know.
He said, she said.
Yeah. No. None of that stuff. This is all just interesting things. So tell us a little bit about it, Jake.
Yeah. So the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court has a 3-judge panel that ruled last week that suppressors are actually protected by the Second Amendment. This is the exact opposite of what the Ninth Circuit Court in California judged on.
Yeah.
So what this is opening up to a bigger thing here. It's a Western District of Louisiana was where this Fifth Circuit Court is at. Fell back on the text, history, and tradition guidelines of previous rulings. And the meaning of bearing arms as explained in the Heller ruling, which the Heller was that big, was it Heller versus DC?
Yeah.
I think was that one?
Yeah.
Wear, bear, or carry for the purpose of being armed and ready for offensive or defensive action in case of conflict with another person. They're saying suppressors and silencers fit into that description and are therefore considered bearable arms.
Yeah.
Well, what this is going to do is opening it up for a Supreme Court judgment. When separate circuit courts, U.S. circuit courts, have different rulings.
Yes.
It goes to the Supreme Court.
Differentiating.
Yeah. Thank you. So a U.S. circuit court judge, Jerry Smith, no relation.
Might be.
Maybe.
Never know.
He was appointed in 1987.
Oh, yeah. He's probably related to us. Yeah. He's a good old guy. Oh, that's Uncle Jerry.
Yeah.
His middle initial is E, so he might be related to you.
He might. He says, silencers fit this definition.
Yes.
Silencers lead to reduced loudness and reduced risk of hearing loss. Lower recoil from the firearm, elimination of muzzle blast, increased accuracy, and faster follow-up shots.
Yep.
Those are all critical functions that make firearms both safer and more effective for the core lawful purpose of self-defense.
Because I think it's always been fear that let people think that, oh, they should be restricted because it makes them silent. Well, we all know it doesn't make it silent. It just quiets it down. It muffles it.
So he ends his note with saying, because silencers are used in self-defense to cast at or strike another, they are therefore Second Amendment arms.
Wow. Well, it's interesting. And I don't like calling a suppressor an arm, but it is a an adaptable piece you put on a firearm to make it better.
But what it, I think by doing this, it eliminates the need to have the ATF with a free tax stamp now. If you're able to buy a firearm, you can just go, and like we've said for years, just go to the store, you pass your background check, you take it home with you.
Right.
I shouldn't have
to wait for ATF to approve it. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Now, it's normal how you would purchase a handgun or a rifle at any dealership. You would go and do this and take a suppressor home with you.
Right.
So that's what this could turn into.
Now, your last one, was it 48 hours, 72 hours? Yeah,
something like that. It was less than 2 days.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. It sure beats the heck out of
the 15 months I waited before.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But
now, the other thing is, there's 8 states that currently ban suppressors. Well, if they overturn it at the Supreme Court, those 8 states then, there's guns available in those states. You just are not allowed to have a suppressor. You know, of course, the normals, I think it's Massachusetts, California, a lot of those, Hawaii. So it would flip it over and let suppressors be available in those states.
Interesting. Yep. It should be, I wish we had, you know, none of the laws that California has, I want here. But my point is, I wish we had a better symmetry throughout the country of our laws so that we, you know, can travel state to state more freely. And we're getting better. I think we're better now than we ever were, other than, you know, pre-1927, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyways, it's interesting. It's interesting to see how this is all playing out. And this is the difference what elections make, you know?
Correct.
Because without our leader in chief right now and the people he's putting in place, we would have crazy restrictions and utter nonsense, you know, word salad flying at us.
Well,
like,
I'm happy that finally the ATF guy, the ATF director they've proposed,
is pro-gun.
Is pro-gun.
Yeah. That idiot.
That's been the one positive change.
That guy that Biden put in.
Because
was,
the last time Trump was in office, he did a lot of things to take away some gun rights.
Yeah, some gun rights went away.
So yep. I'm happy that there's finally, you know,
things are starting to come together.
Somebody at the ATF who's pro-gun.
That last guy that couldn't even define what an assault weapon, thought it was a 20-page report on how to define an assault weapon. There's, you know, an assault weapon could be a Louisville Slugger. Yep. You know, it's anything. It could be your Ford Pinto. It could be your tractor. Whatever you have for a means of self-defense is your assault weapon. There is no defining thing of, well, it has a removable magazine. You know, that's ridiculous. 99% of our guns in America have removable magazines, you know. I think it's interesting what Kel-Tec did, making that gun have a built-in magazine that you had to feed with a stripper clip. You know, isn't that a 380?
And it's a 5.7.
Oh, and a 5.7. Yep. Just interesting. Smart. But it's the innovativeness of America that makes America great, you know? So anyways, what's next? What else are we talking about here?
We know a lot of people that go shooting, right?
Yeah, a lot of people. Every now and then,
those people will also have a drink at a bar, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Or they go home and have a drink. They're not saying they're drinking while they're shooting. No, we know better. You don't do that.
Right.
Well, a ruling on Thursday sided with a man last Thursday, that kind of the same thing, but for marijuana.
Really?
The guy says, his name was Ali Hamani, came through the Fifth Circuit Court again, posed a question that, why am I banned for using a firearm because I occasionally smoke marijuana, where people who occasionally drink are still allowed to have firearms?
That's very true.
It's a very valid point.
And we're all about rights, so we got to pay attention to those rights.
So he was persecuted because he was possessing a gun while being a regular consumer of marijuana. He said that the government has violated his Second Amendment rights. So, of course, it went through the courts. And in a 9-0 ruling, the Supreme Court concurred with the Fifth Circuit Court and said that the federal government cannot take away gun rights from somebody just because they occasionally use marijuana.
Wow.
In doing so, though, what this did, it's going against the Justice Department currently, that they want to historically laws have disarmed habitual drunks, and they're supporting a modern disarmament of marijuana users. Now, at the same time, they're trying to, this is where the confusion comes with what's happening in our government lately. It's like one hand doesn't know what the other's, and this has been true for the past 20 years. At the same time, they're trying to decriminalize some marijuanas, some people with judgments against them.
Sure.
So how are you trying to do that, but at the same time making laws to criminalize, you know?
It's very confusing, and it's almost like five rows of dominoes. You don't know which way it's going to tip.
Yeah.
You know, as this thing happens, as the choosing of our judges and those circuit courts is so important right now, because the decisions made are going to be long lasting decisions.
Yeah.
Unless executive orders wipe it all out, you know, if they have a radical change in government, which I hope we don't, but because right now things are going pretty darn good. Now, not that I want to see a whole bunch of people abusing marijuana and having guns. My point is, our freedoms and liberties are our freedoms and liberties.
Correct.
The restrictions that have been put on them in the past 150 years in this country are utterly ridiculous. And they have taken the freedoms totally away from us. Like just like back to the suppressor we were talking about a minute ago, Ted Nugent said it best. This suppressor is not anything that needs a license. This is merely a muffler. It's an accessory.
Yeah, suppressors are commonplace in Europe. Of all places, Europe. You can go to the store. You can go to your gas, or not. You can go to your sporting goods store in Europe and buy a suppressor.
I just don't understand why we've done this.
Because we've allowed the government to have too much power.
Yeah.
So, in one of the statements, it's a citizens something to keep and bear arms. It's a big group.
Yeah.
Their chairman produced a statement that said, you know, as we've noted historically, the government has never prohibited sober people from owning firearms because they sometimes drink alcohol.
Yeah.
The same logic applies to this case, especially since so many states now allow recreational marijuana use.
Right.
And it's used as a prescribed medical aid. So that would be like saying we're going to take away, you know, this because you take blood pressure medicines.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So really quick, before we go to break, there is an upcoming case also going to go to the courts where can states ban CPL carriers from bringing firearms into private property without express permission?
That's going to be interesting.
So,
all right,
we got to go to break. When we come back, there'll be more of the Gunsmith Show right here on 103.1 The Ticket. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.